Blog Talk Radio.
Well, listen, I want to first off say I hope you all are having a great weekend, and I want to say thank you for taking your time out to be on my talk show. I don't do a lot of regular shows, but I have been, you know, blessed with talking to some of the best of the best. Only reason I deal with what I do is because I work hard doing what I've done. Been working since I was 4 years old in front of the camera, behind the camera, and everything else. To start the show, my name is Tom Livesey. I'm calling from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling from the promised land, Snellville, Georgia. And although I was one of the youngest stockbrokers, I was on Wall Street, saw money come and go, make money, lose money, athletes, you know, celebrities. We're all a celebrity because God gives us all of the talent. And here today, you're going to be really entertained by this young man that God looked down when he made him from a mold and gave him special talents. And the only crime that you could ever do in life is to have talent and live with it without identifying it and keeping it to yourself. This young man is getting ready to share his talent that God gave him to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be tremendous. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to listen to this young man, the hardships that he's gone through in a short time of life here on the planet. You know what? He has kept his eye on the prize, and we're talking about Kevin Huffman. But before I bring him on, here's how we do it. I introduce you, and I only hang around with the real winners. If you want to lose, hang around losers. If you want to win, hang around winners. Stephen Nicholson is one of these entrepreneurs that every place he's gone, every organization he's been part of, he's already always surfaced the top, cream of the top. He's a CEO of different businesses, from business to music industry. We have Stephen Nicholson, and I want to call him a great friend, a tutor, someone I can lean on, and guess what? He has my back always. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me introduce Mr. Stephen Nicholson. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Here in North Georgia Mountains.
Well, I wish I was up there hiking with you, you know, and seeing the I guess what I'll do, maybe here next month, come up there and see, you know, the leaves change and whatnot. But, Steve, you know, today, and thank you so much that just somehow we came across each other this morning. And you said, I have a treat for you, Tom. And can you introduce us to this, you know, hey, what's your name? Justin Bieber, you better get ready because we got somebody for you. Can you tell us a little bit about Kevin Huffman, and then we're going to turn it over to him and let him tell a little bit about his story, and then we're just going to just, this is like a campfire talk show. It's not, you know, formatted. It's not professionally, because this is what comes from the soul. And we got somebody who's going to be speaking from the soul. Stephen, if you can, tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I met Kevin about 8 months ago at a karaoke place here in North Georgia. And they he just immediately, when he takes the stage, he owns it. He owns the song he sings. You know, he's got his own unique style, his own unique voice. And it's just rare to come up with somebody this young that's managed to already have this skill level. It's just not ordinary. You know, a lot of people have to work their whole lives to get the kind of control that he has. And so, you know, we went from just karaoke and at other people's show to actually doing weddings and stuff. And I made some recordings here at home and sent them to Voyage Records, which is up in Las Vegas. They're a Sony affiliate. And they immediately sent back a contract and wanted to sign him right then and there. And of course, we looked at the contract and we thought, you know, well, you know, in today's world, you can pretty much do a lot of this stuff yourself now. And especially since the Department of Justice just took all the bribes from Google and ended up changing the laws to where, you know, you really don't have any benefits by, you know, going with a normal record dealer anymore. But the but what we did was, you know, we looked at it and we turned it down. And so Sony flew, I mean, the Voyage Entertainment people flew straight in. And we met with them last week. And we looked over the agreement and the changes. And then they flew back this week, too. So that's 2 weeks in a row they've flown in. And they've been really easy people to work with so far. And they're serious about, you know, doing what it takes because, you know, it's been really decades since somebody that was really talented, you know, took the reins over from the, you know, the good guys that aren't even here anymore. But anyway, that's to make a long story short, you know, Tevin has had a hard life. He was raised in foster homes and he had been living in the church here locally until just recently. And, you know, he plays the piano at church and he sings and he's been able to hone his skills because of that. And, anyway, that's where we're at. We've been in a situation of trying to figure out whether to do this ourselves or whether to go with somebody that had more experience. And one of the guys that we've been talking to at Voyage was a former producer for Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. And he's got 17 gold albums and 3 more platinum. And, you know, so the skill level and the fact that they're interested in Tevin, who just turned 19, is pretty amazing.
Wow.
If you ask me.
Wow.
You know, because he was born on July 1st, and he just turned 19. Excuse me, July 4th. He was born on July 4th, and he just turned 19 last July 4th. So
well, listen, Steve, if we can, let the firecracker get on the soapbox and tell his little piece of story, if you don't mind. I'm gonna keep you right.
That's a good idea.
Okay. So, boom, 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 firecracker. Kevin, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time out of your proudly virgin. Multi-year, decade career in music. I don't know. Steve was talking about platinum and gold. I don't know. They're gonna probably have Uranus albums by the time you know you get to where you are. But welcome to the show, Steven. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us about the passion. Tell us about the hardships. Tell us about the focus that you still have, and tell us about keeping yourself grounded.
But thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for actually having me on the show today. It's a great opportunity, you know, chasing my dreams. And before I get any further into it, I want to go ahead and compliment Steven Nicholson because he has been a great mentor to me, you know, with his experience and teaching me to hone my skills and become, you know, go even further than where I already was at and, you know, helping me, you know, chase my dream and my passion to you know, possibly get to where I want to be in life with my goals. My life, like, you know, Steve said, you know, I haven't had the easiest life by any means. You know, when I was 5 years old, back as far as I can remember, you know, it was me and my mom, and I have a half-brother, and it was his dad, and, you know, I thought that was my dad, and, you know, they got divorced after a big fight, and I found out that wasn't my real dad, and that, you know, no one knew who my real dad was, and if my mom knew, she never told a soul, and still to this day. You know, so I grew up without a father figure, and, you know, when I was 6 years old, this man t- took me and my mother in, and we were sitting in his living room, and he had a big radio system in his house, and we were listening to Elvis. I remember, and he looked at me, he said, "You know what, boy, you're actually pretty good," and you know, that's when my music career started. You know, he dedicated all of his time to taking care of me, and he took me to all kinds of charity shows. I became an Elvis impersonator living with him. You know, I was 6 years old. Yeah, I was in Elvis competitions, you know. And, it's not that I always won. You know, I come in third place here and there. But, you know, it was like having a father figure and having someone who believed in something that I loved. You know, if it wasn't for that passion in music, I wouldn't have been where I was today, you know. I have to give him the credit, even though, you know, he's not here. But he's a great man. So my life, my mom, it didn't work out. You know, I was with him for 2.5 years. And so me and mom, we moved, and I went to distant family members, and I was put in foster care system. And, you know, I was moved from home to home. And sometimes it was distant family members, even those that, you know, told me that I would never amount to anything, and, you know, told me that I should just give up my dream because I was terrible. And, because of that man that took me in when I was 6 years old, because of his belief in me, no matter what anybody told me, whether it was, "Hey, you're the best thing I've ever heard," or "Hey, you're awful," you know, I believed in myself, you know, and I chased my dream and I chased my passion. And, you know, today I'm still doing it. And, you know, I feel like I'm getting there. I feel like I'm accomplishing those things a step at a time, you know, it's baby steps, but that's what it takes. You know, it takes that undying effort, you know, that never give up attitude. And, I was in several foster care, and when I was 10 years old, I moved in with this one foster family, and eventually they ended up adopting me. Well, I went through, you know, several trials and tribulations in my life. While I was with them, I ended up, you know, moving out of their home and going to several other homes and several different high schools. I went to 13 high schools.
Wow.
The high school I graduated from, I was there 10 school days. So, you know, I learned that ability to be able to adapt quickly, you know, to never meet a stranger, you know, never meet a new face. So that's something that's, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, I feel bad for you." No, I don't ask for pity. It's really a great thing. My life is a great thing. All the trials, all the tribulations are a great thing because they made me who I am. They made me that undying, that unforgiving, never give up person, you know. You know, do what it takes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really grateful. And through it all, you know, I've always said that, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, music, I wouldn't have made it. If it wasn't for music, I wouldn't have made it. And it was a lot of people say, you know, it was a God-given talent. Because I'll be honest, brother, God was really with me. Because I should have lived several times in my life where, you know, I felt like I shouldn't have made it. You know, and I look back at my life and I ask God, I said, "How did I make it? You know, how did I do it?" And, you know, I really have to give him the credit for that. I really do, because through it all, you know, Lord, my Savior, he's amazing, man. And, you know, so I've been chasing my dreams my whole life. And, you know, the roads, you know, it's hard. You know, it's never going to be easy. But, you know, the things that you want in life, you have to fight for the most. And that's true.
Well, let me just say this, Tevin, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the point being is that I was born, and 2 weeks after I was born, I was diagnosed with pneumonia. Yeah, I couldn't even speak English. I didn't know, but I was in this, 1960, I was born in Chicago. And people say, "Your memory, when does it start?" You say you don't remember after 5 or before that. But I remember being in this incubator, and it probably was nothing but a clear freaking hefty bag at the time. And I recall my mother, who was in a blue polka-dot dress, and the doctor, and my father was in a light blue suit. And I didn't know how to speak anything. I didn't know. I was only 2 weeks old. But I remember vividly the doctor on the far left gave my mom my blue blanket and said that I want to stay with Tommy tonight, but you all need to go home and make some plans. And she collapsed in my dad's arms. The point, what I'm trying to share with you is that your number wasn't called. You feel me? And you're here for a reason. And this is when my memory started kicking in at 2 weeks old. I got IQ 195, but it's nothing, no different. I'm no better than anyone else. But guess what? God gave you that talent. And guess what? He puts on your plate what you can accept sometimes, maybe make you choke a little bit, but he is taking you through, you know, the valley. Okay, Psalms 23. But the thing what I'm sharing with you is he has, through your hardships, sometimes the passion of singing and most of the real artists, you know, that comes out is coming from the pain and the suffering that they had in the past. But with that being said, I want to just commend you and keep your eye on the prize. Stephen, would you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely would.
Appreciate, you know, the insight, the feedback on that.
Now, what
I think Tevin has a lot of character for anybody, but, you know, for his age, I think that he's got more character than most young people you see today. Tommy?
Well, like I said, Steve, you know, guess what? You know, you can't BS a BSer, and I can see through people. I can read people, and I can tell people who are, you know, artificial or just trying to, you know, ride the wave to success without really having any kind of heart into it or soul into it, without going anymore. Kevin, for those who are listening, I want you to sit down in your sofa, sit back in your rocking chair, and we're going to play one of your songs. Kevin, is that okay? And a change is going to come. What were we talking about? Hey, a change is going to come. A change has come. Hardship has been hard times in the past. Guess what? It's time now. Because it's what? You deserve what you're able to give, Tevin. Tevin. A change is going to come. Listen, everyone.
Just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too long. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Can I go to the movies? Can I go down? Somebody keep telling me. Don't hang around. It's been a long time coming.
Hallelujah.
A change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And then I go to my brother. And I say, Father, help me believe. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Hey. To the charms of the soul, I could live. Oh, but now I think that I'm able. carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change will come. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, y'all had to excuse me for a second. Got some water coming out left out of my right eye. Oh, amen. If it's not no higher power, there's no talent, there's no God, then I don't know where you got it from, Kevin. But that right there is something that is pretty much shares your story. It's been a long time coming, but a change is gonna come. And what's so beautiful, like Steve said, that as a young man of just 19 years old, the only challenge that you have is to keep yourself grounded, you know, and remain who you are today. Millions, you know, I've seen people make millions. I've seen people lose millions. Money does not change me. Money is not my motivation. And obviously it's not going to be yours. It's about the soul that you have. Let me ask you this. Your singing technique. Kevin, I mean, did you have any professional training or you just came out?
No, sir. I never had a singing lesson in my life.
Well, you don't get one. Don't get one. Isn't that right, Steve?
That's right. He don't need anybody to mess him up.
That's all I'm saying. Don't. Hey, you can sometimes outsmart yourself. So just stay right where you at. My God, that is tremendous, and it's so close to home for me as well. But you know, especially after you talked about your story of your life and everything, and you know, a lot of people understand that. Guess what? My habitat, you know. And I know it's going to be a long time for yours, but here lies a man that fell down 1,000 times. And he got up 1,001 times. He didn't make it 1,002 times. But the point is that we're going to fall all the time. But it's about the ability to get up and dust your knees off and your pants off and your shirt off and keep going and keep your eye on what you need to do. Steve Nicholson, he's a prime example of that. I mean, you know, and this way, if you don't have a dozen haters by noon, you're not doing something right, because people will hate you because you're doing, you know, what you want to do, and you got your eye on the prize. Steven, isn't that right? I mean, everything hadn't been properly given to you, left on a gold spoon in your mouth. Isn't that right, Steven?
Oh, it's been a rough road. It's been a rough road. But, you know, I started out with a body cast, remember, years ago. I wore body cast for 2 years the day I turned 16. But, it's still, you know, there's times in your life when things go incredibly well. And I'm hoping that that's where Devin sticks in the head. You know, it's one of those times when it makes up for all the bad times.
Well, you know, I just want to say it's a blessing. It's a true blessing, you know, that I first, met Steven. You know, we went to high school together. And you got to understand, you know, real friends, sometimes you can be together and see everybody for 40 years every day. Real friends, I mean, I don't know how we befriended each other on LinkedIn or something. I saw Steven Nicholson. I said, Steven Nicholson, you know, because I surround myself only with winners. And I'm looking at it, hey. So, I mean, after 30 years, we contacted each other, I don't know, 2 months ago. And it was like, nothing has changed. And real friends that you learn, that you find, and one person said, if you die with, you can count your friends on one hand, you are a wealthy man. So you got to understand and make sure, Stephen, he's going, I'm sure, take you back. And I want to let you know that I have yours as well. And I think I see some individual who is calling in from 770. If you don't mind, Steve, Kevin, can we
go ahead?
One call in. Okay. It's 770-945. Let me see. 770-945. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you tell me? Can you tell me your name? Do you have a comment, remark, or question?
I'm Michael Edging, and I represent Voyage Entertainment Records from Las Vegas, Nevada. And
welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Well, now listen to me. Obviously, you're here from Vegas to Atlanta. You know, you don't just come out if it was Steve and I just playing a banjo and a harmonica. Obviously, you're here and you follow true talent. And I've been blessed dealing with a lot of people and independent artists, you know, here, you know, homegrown from the Southeast. Michael, can you give your scoop on what do you think about Mr. Tevin and his abilities that are just natural?
Well, there's a lot to meet the eye there. First of all, I heard the singing. And I think that, and I said this to his manager, that he could very well be the kind of the next Elvis to his generation. Not to compare him to Elvis, but just to say that he could capture that spirit and be that to his generation, you know, of young people. And he's got the voice and he's got the moves, and that's another thing that I felt like he was good on stage and presence. My job was, before I ran the label, was produced American Superstars and a lot of Vegas shows that were on the strip there in Las Vegas. So I got to work with a lot of different talent. And our label is kind of new, but the goal here is I took a lot of time, about 8 years, to study internet marketing as it relates to music. And that's something that the big labels, they're not signing people much anymore because they don't know how to do that. But now when I saw Tevin, I realized, okay, this is worth pursuing. I don't usually pursue people, but I thought, here's a guy that when I was 15, I got signed to Mercury. And had I had management and the proper people, I could have done a lot better than I did. As it was, I wasn't too bad. I got through Las Vegas shows, did about 8 of them. But then I saw Tevin, I thought, well, here's a chance to give back to the community with a young talent that should. I don't want him to go where I went. I want him to go further, higher.
Great. Yes, yes. Continue, Mike.
Yeah, well, and that's the reason I'm here. My background is I'm from Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, originally. But I've lived in Las Vegas for the past 28 years. And I did all the stuff that you normally do. And so I've been through the downs and the bars and, you know, all the stuff you got to do to play, try to get yourself out there. And I don't want Tevin doing that. He's too good. He needs the right management. I think he's got it now. I think Steven's the right person. And so as a record label, we look at the whole thing. We look at, you know, as they say in Vegas, can you put butts in seats? And that's the matter. If you can put butts in seats, well, then you got a winner. And so that's the way I look at it. My job primarily is internet marketing, and I do music video. We have an artist, Doug DeForest, who has I Just Saw a Ghost. If you go look at that on Facebook or online and just search it, you'll see a video we did. And I have in mind some really hot ideas for Tevin, too. I think he'll do well. And people think sometimes videos, you just throw them together. No, you got to have a talent there. He's got to, you know, and he does. So I have a feeling that video will be super.
Wow.
And that's where we're at. Well, that's where we're at. We're about marketing this and put butts in seats, you know.
Right. Well, now here you're talking to the Media Mafia. For those who are independent artists who are seeking to pursue and follow Tevin's footprints, and we're going to go down the line. If you can give your contact information, Steve first, and then Tevin, and then Mike yourself, just for those who are out here, because they are, you know, sleeping. Mm-hmm. They're little eagles in the nest, and they just need to get pushed out and fly.
I agree.
Stephen, can you give your contact information first?
Yeah, and probably mine and Tevin's is the same. It's 904 571-0485.
And are you on Facebook?
Yes, yes, I'm on Facebook, but we you can pull it up either by my name or Tevin's, either one. It will pull up, you know, a place where you can get in touch with it. So it's Tevin Huffman, Tevin Wolf Huffman, or Stephen Nicholson. Either one will get you there.
And Tevin, I know you're probably still in the studio. You're working on some other things and whatnot, surely. But obviously, people can get in touch with you. In festival, you know, people who maybe want to have you to come out. And more importantly, Tevin, I say this to you. It's another outlet for you is to go to elementary schools and, you know, high schools and do motivational speaking at churches and everything else. Would you be available for doing that? Because, see, these are kids who are not like Stephen and I. They're you know, at the verge of either going, you know, the angel on the right shoulder and the devil on the left, and most of them going left. Okay? Yeah. And that's something that right now your story and your ability and obviously your success can maybe change the lives of a lot of people. Obviously, we're going to be, you know, having the contact information on that end. Mr. Michael, if you can give your contact information.
All right. The office phone number is 702-949-9900. So it's 702-949-9900. I'm on Facebook under Michael Edging, like edging towards a cliff, E-D-G-I-N-G. The Voyage Entertainment website is not open yet because we revamped it, and I'm hoping we can revamp it and put Tevin up there. Right now we do have the Doug DeForest thing going on, but that's Facebook. So I came down here to do a bit of fishing, you know, and you know, my viewpoint of religion is truth, beauty, and goodness is what Jesus really taught and showed us. And so, you know, it's a recognition. It's spirituality becomes the indicator of one's nearness to God and the measure of your usefulness to fellow beings. And that's what we think about in our label. We think about how can we serve mankind best. We're not about the money. We're about the goal of bringing the right talent to the right people.
Amen. And let me tell you, thank you all for being on the show. And I wanted to know that if that is your goal to chase money, money is like trying to chase a field mouse in a field.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never catch it. But if you help enough people get what they want, if you help enough people get what they need, if you help from your heart and your soul, the dollar bill be hunting you, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, be hunting you on the leg like a little puppy, and you say, get this dollar bill off my leg. So with that being said, if anyone who needs media, and I'm the internet marketing guru, from nation to nation, we're our town, we're in 72,205 zip codes in the nation, we're in Europe, we're in South America, Stephen, keep the good work up. Thank you so much for us, and I love you, brother. We're like brothers. If you cut Stephen and I, we won't bleed red. We bleed blue and gray from Saquonet Comets. But thank you so much, and Tevin, can you give us a good? Can you sign off for us? Hey, just hit one verse.
Yeah, I guess I can.
I'm just kidding. No, you just tell them, say, hey, go to my website and buy it. But anyway, look, Tevin's trying to shake that dollar bill off his leg right now, see? But anyway, thank you so much, Mike. If you're in need of internet marketing access, and for those who are in need of media exposure, you can contact me. My name is Tom Livesey. I'm on Facebook. You can contact me, 404-434-1170. But I'm in that tent by the river. But the tent now has turned to a little mansion. And I'm calling you from a promised land, and there is a tangible place. And, Mike, if you want to go fishing, we got a pond in the promised land.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
So thank you all so much, so much, so much. Kevin, I'm praying for you, brother. Keep it up.
Thank
keep
you.
It up. Steve, Mike, thank you so much, and make sure to take care of Kevin, you know, and let him know that these roads and these there are snakes in the grass in the music industry.
Right.
Same thing was on Wall Street. But see, good people, good men like yourself and Steve, we're going to make sure Kevin's going to have his back taken
That's
care
right.
of. So he don't have to
truth,
worry about.
Truth can't be defined with words. It's only by living.
Amen, amen. Well, one love, and listen, Mike, go ahead. Now, did you catch any fish?
Yeah. What did you need from me?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You said you came down here to go fishing. I said, did you catch any fish?
I did. Yet? Oh, yeah. Well, I said I bring my bugs, you know, and we go out in the boat, or I can fish up against the bank, too, so. But I was artist fishing. I'm actually artist fishing for our label. And we're distributed by Sony, so we're not a small thing. I've been through the major label rat race and done all that. And like you say, chasing the money is no good. You know, our label's built around talent. I don't care about the money. I care about the talent. And then we go find what we need money-wise to bring a person, artist like Tevin to the mix, you know, get him out there. Let people see what we're talking about. It's a goal of ours to prep him and get him up to the level that he can compete with anybody on any stage.
Amen. Well, Steve, can you give us a closing statement? And thank you so much, Steve. I love you, brother.
Closing statement. Well, I'd like to thank you, Tom, for bringing us all together on your show. And but I think I really do have faith that Tevin can be everything that he's dreamed he wanted to be.
Yep.
So, you know, I guess in a closing statement, I'm going to say that if anybody wants to take bets or, you know, I'm willing to gamble on it.
We are too. Voyage Records gambles. We're good. We're from Las Vegas, baby.
And Tommy, you can sell stocks.
hey, well, look, I'll end up a Tootsie Roll, so here's a Tootsie Roll. So we'll put our Tootsie Rolls together because we're back in Tevin. Tevin, you know you got people behind you now. Tevin, can you just say hello and goodbye?
Hello, yeah, I'm listening to you. I didn't want to interrupt nobody, but I appreciate everybody for being here and bringing me in this and giving me the opportunity. I want to thank everyone and let you know that I appreciate it.
Well, I want to let you know you will never be homeless ever again in your life.
Nope.
And you got to understand that I give cousinships, and you got to let people know, even Michael, when you get to Hollywood or Vegas and say, they're going to say, you want to take them to the promised land? You say, yeah, my Uncle Tommy lives in the promised land, and it's 7 miles down from 78 and 124. Okay,
right.
Well,
that's
listen,
true.
love you all, and keep the faith in God, and let's help those who need help.
Yes.
And like J. Paul Getty once said, I really have 1% of 100 people to 100% of myself. So don't think about what you do from your heart, and you don't do for trying to make money for yourself. Amen, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Tevin. Thank you, Steve. One love.
And thank you all.